The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
As we said in the previous shiur, the sugya of Pesach Pesuach has two distinct elements. The first part of the sugya, which we discussed in the previous shiur, was the aspect, the Eben Ezedika, Isav Ahetudika aspect of if a man comes in and says Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, whether his wife is Osula or not. We have a chash over here that she was Mizana. Pesach Pesuch, she's a Ba'ula. She was supposed to be a Psula, now she's a Ba'ula. L'chayr means she was Mizana. We have the Svek Sveiko, we have the Sofagadeshis Koyin, we have the Chesk Seguf, we have the Cheskes Kashis, we have the Roiv, we have the Bari Vishema, we have the Sofik Soitu. All the Inyonim, the factors of Sofik that exist in halachas of Isaveta, that's all shaykh to that chelik of the sugya. Now we have a different discussion. When a man says Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, is he nemon to claim that he has a ptur not to pay her ksuba? He wants to divorce her. He says Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. The Gemara says in Daf Yud that he's nemon. The Gemara starts the discussion in Daf Tesam and Beis, and the Gemara says we have the Mishnah that we started the Masechta with on that base of Psulim Nisus Liyam Revi. Why? That if he has his tiny Psulim, he'll come in Biyam Chamishi. What happens if not? Because maybe he won't come in if it won't be that day. Niskara Daiti. The Gemara says, L'gabi Ksuba. If he's going to be Niskara Daiti, he'll decide to pay a Ksuba even though he doesn't have to. That's his problem. Why should we make a Takona? Because maybe he'll pay a Ksuba that she's not owed. And the Gemara discusses the Isaveheta. It sounds from the Gemara that if he would come into Bezdin, he would be Neman. That's Taka what the Gemara says, that he's Neman Lahafsin. The question is, why would he be Neman? But the Gemara in Daf Yud ultimately is going to say that there's a Takona Derabonon, that since Ksuba is Derabonon, we have a Chazoka. Chachom Tiknu Lam Lub Nais Yisrael Lub Sulam Asayim. Behem him knew, they believed him, Shemama Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman. Chazoka Ein Odom. But the Gemara in Daf Tesam and Beis is understanding that he could create a legitimate Sufik, and he could say he doesn't know where a Ksuba. Taisus asked the Kasha, in Dibar Maski Lemesel Ksuba, why? Why would he be believed? Let's say he's right. We believe him, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. We believe him. But still, there's a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? By Eishes Yisrael, there's a Svek Sveka that maybe she was... Maybe she was Nivellas Tachdov Birotzen. Taisa says as well by an Eishes Koyin that even though Legabi Isav Heter she'd be Osir, and that's the Gemara Amud Aleph, that there's only a Sofik, not a Svek Sveka, but Legabi Chiv Ksub, the Halacha is that an Eishes Koyin, that's Nivellas Boinis, even though he has to divorce her because he's not allowed to live with her anymore, she's an Eishes Koyin, but still he would have to pay a Ksub, it's not her fault. So here also we have a Svek Sveka. One Sofik of Yeshiva was Nivellas Boinis. The second sad is that he's not Baki Batir. So Svek Sveka. Tosis only answers that's not a real Svek Sveka because the sad of Nivellas Boinis also includes the possibility that she was Nivellas Boinis before the Erzin, in which case it's a Mekach Tois, because he married a Bsula and it turns out that she was a Ba'ula, in which case he doesn't know the Ksub either. So to bring up the tzad that maybe the Bi'ila, that she's a Ba'ula Bifonenu, he was Boinis, is not a way to be Mechayiv in Meksuba because it contains an element that maybe she'll be maybe he'll be Potter from Meksuba, if it was Nivellas Lav Tachtav. That's Tosis Teretz. But let's focus on the Kasha for a minute. What's Mavur in Taisus Kasha? That if there would be a Svek Sveka, then the halacha would be he'd be mechuyev to give her a ksuba. Let's think about that. What's a Svek Sveka? The Rajba says in Tshuva, famous Tshuva Sarajba Simit Tof Aleph, Svek Sveka kiroiva odif minei, because the same way a roiv, b'chol atari kula achriyam lahatas, over here we have roiv tzadim. Whenever we have a Svek Sveka, we have always roiv tzadim, one suffix is, let's say we'll call it, tut tzadim. And even on that one tzad, that would be Lerle Toivasenu, you have another tzad. So two out of three tzadim go in our favor. That's called the Svek Sveka, would be Lekula, and that's why Svek Sveka, Bechol HaTorah Kula, by Yisvehet, in every area of Halacha, would be Mutin. So we have Mavur in Taisvis, that something which is L'chayra Midin Roiv, or better than Roiv, the Halacha is, would be Mechayiv, the husband, to pay his wife a Ksuba. Chayru, we paskin that even when there's a roiv in any suffix of moment, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether we're moitzi moment based on a roiv, we paskin like Shmuel, roiv rishonim, that we're not moitzi moment with a roiv. So we could say maybe the discussion of the Gemara is Rav. No, according to Shmuel, according to the way we paskin moment, whenever there's a suffix and there's a roiv, we say moitzi mechavel v'raya. Why should this be any different? So again, we could say that it's odif mi roiv. The Rashi brings up such a tzad that's roiv tzadim v'odif mi roiv. Maybe it's better than roiv. Maybe that's the reason why it's better. So the Ma'ariv ben Lev, talking about G'dayle Achrenim 500 years ago, has a discussion about this. And he brings up this point that L'charetz Mavur and Taisvis, that Svek Sveka is better than Roiv, and it's Maitzi Momen. That's one way of looking at what Taisvis says. Another thing that Ma'ariv ben Lev brings up in this discussion, He's not excited about this Svek Sveka being Odif Mirov, and that's why it's Meitzim Omen. He has Raya's not away. Another thing that he brings up is that if the Svek Sveka would help Legabi Isser, if the Svek Sveka would help Legabi Isser, then Memela, if we say that she's Muteres Loi, so Memela she's Ishtar, she's Chayav Ksuba. Kilu, we can't separate the Isser in the moment. If, in terms of Isser, we pass him with the Svek Sveka that she's Muteres Loi, then he owes her a Ksuba. First of all, there are clear eyes not that way, that even a woman who would be muteris levaila based on Safik, based on Issa Veheter, could still be that her husband won't have to pay Ksuba, and vice versa could be true also. There are certain times where we'll say Legabi Momen Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Haraya, and Legabi Issa Veheter will say that there would be a Tzad Legola Kula. So the two are not necessarily linked up. The Shmaitza, in the end of Shmaitza Aleph, Perchov Dal, is Matmi on this Ma'ariv ben Lev. And the Shmaitza says a different halachic thesis, which we'll now examine. The Shmaitza says that, as a general rule, somebody who has a shtar has more of a claim of being a muchzik, even though they're being moitzi momen. Ad kedei kach that there's machlokes be shamay be sil, that every time a person has a shtar, whether there would be if there's a claim where the other person would be Neman, if we would say that because they're holding on to a shtar, they're considered a muchzik on the money. A person has a shtar, it's not just that he has a raya that the money is owed to him, but if he has a shtar, it's ki'ilu govui, the Gemara says. Lemaisa we paskin, that even when a person has a shtar, it's lavke govui. And the halacha is, we say, amaitse mechavel v'raya. Still, we find one instance where halacha lemaisa we paskin, that a person who has a shtar has a yad ol yoina on somebody who has a choiv that doesn't have a shtar. This is a famous suga called Sitroi, where a person is owed money. Reuven shows up in Beis Din. He has a shtar that says that Shimon owes him money. Shimon says to him, that the money was paid. Reuven's claim is that since I'm holding on to a shtar, so I have a right to say the following. I could have denied what you said and said that you never paid me money. No, you did pay me money, but the reason why I took that money was for a different choiv. You had at one point been mazik me, you borrowed money that you forgot about. The money that you thought you paid me against this shtar was for a sitroi, was for a different choiv. Sitroi means something different. It was for a different chayv, it was for money. I took that money not for the shtar. And now I'm being teveh the shtar. The halacha is that even though he's being moitzi momen, what do we have? We have a migu. He could have kept his mouth shut. He could have said that he's not owed the money. He has a migu, and he could claim this money. L'chayr, it's a migu lahoitzi. As a general rule, migu lahoitzi loy amrin. And migu could be used as a defense, not an offense. It could be used to protect oneself not to have to pay, but not to be moitzi momen al yodoy. Still, over here, the poskim say that since he's holding on to a shtar, he has more of a koich, he's considered somewhat of a muchzik, that the halacha would be that we would let the migu win the day. He'd be able to use the migu in this case to defend his existing claim to collect from shtar. That way he would be considered a muchzik on his claim. So we might have a similar concept over here. This is where the Shmaitza says it. The Lagabi, this type of concept, a Svek Sveka, since she has a Ksuba, is not just a Mulva Alpet, it's a Mulva Bishtad, there's a Shibut. So Mele, she has a strong enough claim to be able to protect herself if she has a Svek Sveka, and she can still claim her Ksuba. That's the Shmaitza's Mahalach. Problem is that the Rajba himself, the Rajba himself seems to contradict this. On the Gemara by Osin Daf Yud, where Chachom Tiknum Nais Yisrael, and the halacha is that they believe the Baal to say that Pesach Mesuch Mitzasi. So we have a woman over here who denies that and says there was no Pesach Mesuch. The halacha is we believe him. He's never to be Mitzi. He's never Chazok and Antirach Umafsid Suda. However, theoretically, she would be able to defend herself by saying, yeah, she was Neveles, but she was Nensa Tachtov. She's an ancient soul. Frek the Rajba. So why don't we say that she could claim her Ksuba based on a Migu? She could claim her Ksuba based on a Migu, that she could have said, she could have explained away the Pesach Mesuach instead of saying the truth and saying what she says is the truth, that she was, that there was no Pesach Mesuach, she was not in Neveles, she has a Migu. So the Rajba says, don't say, the Rajba says it's a Migu Lahoitzi. Don't say that it's a Migu Lahachzik by Sitroi, that a Migu will help to be able to press a claim. That over there, Migu Lahachzik will help, because by Sitroi it says something else. When Reuven comes in the Beznin, he claims the Choyv, and Shimon says he paid the Choyv. Reuven says, yes, I took money from you, but I took it for a different Choyv. Over there, Reuven has a Migu. We look at that as a Migu Lahachzik. Why? Because he has a Shtar. That Shtar was assumed to be a Kosher Shtar. We know at some point the Shtar was a Kosher Shtar. So we have a status quo over here that we see him as holding on to a legitimate Shtar, and that's why he could press his claim he's considered a Muxik. Masha'ink, in this Isha, we have a question whether her Shtar, whether her Ksuba that was written, was ever valid. The money, at least we know at some point, was owed. The question is only whether it was paid. Over here we have an issue. We don't know if there was ever a claim. We don't know if he ever owed her a ksuba. You don't know if he ever owed a ksuba. Ah, she's coming to be moitzimam. That's not moxi. We're not defending her existing tvias ksuba. We're creating for her the ability to collect a ksuba. That's called lahoitzi v'loi lachzik. In that sense, it's a migu lahoitzi v'loi lachzik. In which case, we have in the Rashi Mufurish that when we're talking about them squaring off in terms of Amigo, we look at it as lahachzik. We look at it as lahitzi, not lahachzik. So how could Tosfos say by us in Tesam and Beis that when we're dealing with Svek Sveka over there, we would look at it as a machzik, a muchzik, not a moitzi? Those two are associated with each other. These two svaras are mutually exclusive. If Legabe Svek Sveka, we're looking at, when we're dealing with a woman facing off against a husband, she could get a ksuba, she does have a right to claim a ksuba or not. Do we treat her as a muchzik or a moitzi? Is she defending an existing claim? She's a muchzik, because we assume that she has a din, a schus to collect her ksuba, or no, she's being moitzi mamon. Like anybody who's coming to collect money on damages, on alvo, is always a moitzi, not a muchzik. The Rajba seems to imply that, not imply, he says that an Isha collecting her ksuba is, we're creating a claim. It's a legabi amigu, we say it's a migu lohoitzi. The Tosfos, but legabi svek sveka, if we accept the Shmaitz's mahalach and what's going on over here, with lechoyra, what's mavur, is that we're assuming that the Isha against the Baal, we're protecting an existing claim, she's considered lahachzik v'loy lohoitzi. So we could say that the Rajma and the Tosfos are arguing. That's possible. Here we have a gewaldige shtichel of Nochum. Nochum Zatzal, Nochum Petzovich, says legabi something else, a different stereo, that the machloikis that seemingly is, isn't. And with that, we can be miyash of our Rajma and Tosfos, that they're really not arguing, but either Rabbi, each one is complementing the other. Legabi, this question, whether an Isha with a claim on her ksuba is considered a muchzik, because that claim is an established claim. Not that she's coming now to create a claim, but we look at her as being an established claim. She, and adirabah, when there's a suffix, if she has a right to collect a ksuba, we consider her a muchzik, not a moitzi. Seems to be a machlekes the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramban on the surface. The Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid, and Daf Yud Beis, and Beis, later on there's going to be a sugya, where it would seem that when there's a shaila of whether an Isha is owed a ksuba or not, it would seem that Bori with a chazoka helped to be moitzi mamon. The Tosfos Rid brings a sugya where it's clear, claim, person has a shaila, One paru was mazik another paru. The question is the bigger paru, the smaller paru. Also, in the beginning of the fifth parak in Bava Kamma, over there, the Tesvit Cheshem Zeat, it is a Cheshk Saguf, there's a paru Vishema, and still the halacha is Amoitzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. Even though the claimant, the Teve, has a Cheshk Saguf and a bori against the Nitvas Shema, the halacha is he can't be Moitzi Momen. Frek the Tosis Rid Lachera. What's the difference? The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Beis is also talking about Bari Veshema. He says that you were Nevelas Taktov Taktai. She says Mishere Astani Nasti. The halacha is she's might see the mama. Why? Because she's a Bari Veshema with a Ches Zagul. Frek the Tosis Rid. Why? So the Tosis Rid answers based. The Tosfos Rid is the one who's mechadish this svara that since ksuba is an existing claim over there, we're talking about two people that have no previous. There's no commitment between the two of them. They're two people. They happen to have met up because his poro was mazik his poro, and now there's a claim one against the other. You want to be mechadish a claim, and you want to be able to be moitzi moment based on a bari v'shema with a chesego if you can't. By us, we're talking about an isha has an established claim. They got married. They stood under the chuppah. You can even look at the album. You can see the pictures. There was a chasana. There was an assumed and established claim that she is his wife, and she gets a ksuba if he's going to want to be megarisha. To get rid of that claim, you're being mechadish against her. She's not being mechadish by being moitzi moment. That's the established information that we have is that she is oda ksuba. If he wants to be megarish without a ksuba, if anything, he's the moitzi. He's trying to change the status quo. In that case, the bari and the chesegof would work in her favor. Ad kan dvor v'agdoishim shel ha'teisus vid. On the other hand, the Ramban and Daf Yud asks on the Gemara of Chazok and Adma Terech besudo mafsido. Why does the Gemara have to be mechadish a new reason that is a Chazok that he's telling the truth when he says Pesach besuch mitzosi? Let's say we don't believe him. Let's say we don't have a Chazok that he's telling the truth. He establishes a claim, and he has a right to say Hamatz Mechavel Varaya. Why can it's as if somebody walked into Beis Din? The Ramban says it with a little bit of emphasis. Let's say over the way the Ramban says it. The Ramban asked the Kasha, imagine, let's say, Reuven and Shimon had a signed contract where Reuven was Mechayev himself to give Shimon $1,000 for providing a certain service. Shimon comes into Beis Din with the shtar that says that Reuven owes him $1,000. Reuven says, as far as I'm concerned, you get the $1,000 when you provide that service. I claim you didn't do the job yet. Who's supposed to bring the raya? Reuven has to bring a raya that Shimon didn't do the work? Or Shimon has to bring a raya that he did do the work? When you bring in the shtar and it's b'tanai, then the one who's bringing the shtar claiming has to prove that the tanai was niskai. She brings in the shtar ksuba. The shtar ksuba is written for a psula. Adai to the hawk, he was meshabin himself. If he claims she's not a psula, let her bring a raya that she was a psula. Why is the burden of proof on him? That the Gemara has to say, no, he has a raya that he's right, because chazoko and adam tereach, sudo mafsida. Why isn't the burden of proof on her? So l'chayr, the Ramban is accepting for a davar pashut that he's a muchzik, she's a moitzi, she's the one who's trying to walk out of Beis Din with a check, he's the one who's defending himself not having to shell out his hard-earned cash. L'chayr, she's the muchzik, she's the moitzi, he's the muchzik. The Ramban seems to be at odds with the Tosfos Rid. So Reb Nochum said no. Reb Nochum said that there's two different sugis, two different musagim. When we're dealing with on Daf Yud, we're dealing with, he said Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, she said no Pesach Pesuch. She disagreed, she argued with his version. That's clearly what we're talking about in Daf Yud. She said he's lying. There's no Pesach Pesuch, we say he's lying. We say that he's Nemun. On that, the Rashba said that as far as we're concerned, when there's a claim with a counterclaim, so we hear the suffix is legitimate. This is his version, that's her version. When there's a legitimate suffix created by a count, a back and forth, by a shakla v'tayah, by a teveh with a nitva, he says she's lying, she says he's lying, in that case we have a suffix b'fonenu. If we have a suffix b'fonenu, then the existing agreement of the ksuba is threatened. She says that he has to pay her the ksuba. She's disagreeing with his version, he's disagreeing with her version. We have a suffix on the table in front of us. That means that the status quo, that she's a married woman, he married her, he's mechayev himself a ksuba, it's threatened. So Ramban says, so why is that not like a shtar where we don't know if the tnai was in the sky? The Tosfos Reed is talking about, as we mentioned, with the Bari V'Shemot. He claims Pesach Pasuach. She doesn't disagree. She doesn't argue with him. She just says there's an explanation. Nivalti Tachtov. He doesn't know. He just says you were Mizana Tachtov. Not because he knows. There's a Bari V'Shemot. Bari V'Shemot, as we mentioned last year, would take away the basis of the Suffolk. When there's a Bari V'Shemot, so what we say is, listen, he doesn't know. She does know. Let's accept her version. It's more plausible because she's saying that she knows what she's talking about. Him, we don't know. If we accept her version, then we're back to square one that we haven't accepted Chayvus Ksuba. When do we say Bari V'Shema can't be Maitzev Amen? Only when you're trying. A Malva says, you owe me $100. The Leiva says, I don't know. Do I owe you? Do I not owe you? You can't create a claim Ayde Bari V'Shema. But over here, the Bari V'Shema is taking away a story, a stage two. After the ksuba was already established, there was a chasna, there was a shibud, there was a married couple. Now, he's disputing that. She's saying, I can explain it. We'll accept her version of the story in order to reestablish the status quo that we had, which is that she's a muksik on her claim to get a ksuba. She's a married woman. So, Reb Nochum Tainid, that when we're talking about a bari v'dari, there's a suffix b'faneinu, she's considered a moitzi. But where we can use the Bari V'Shemet to reestablish her claim as status quo, then she's a muchzik, not a moitzi. So Gevaldik that the Tosfos Reed on Daf Yud Beis and Beis is talking about Bari V'Shemet. The Ramban and Daf Yud is talking about a Bari V'Bari. Let's go back to the Shmaitza between the Tosfos with the Rashba. The Rashba, again, was in the Gemara and Daf Yud, where he's claiming Pesach Pesul and Tosfos. She called him a liar. In that context, the Rashba says that since we have a Bari Ubari, so the original status quo that there's a married woman here is up for grabs. There's a Bari Ubari, there's a legitimate Sofik Bufanena, there's a Teveh, there's a Nitva. We don't know. If we don't know, so now our status quo that she's a married woman is broken, we have a Sofik. Now she's trying to be Maitzim Mama from him. So what are we going to say? That she has a Migul? That's a Migul Lahoitzi. We don't give anybody a right to be Moitzi Momin. Migul can only play defense, not offense, as we said. Masha'enkin Tosfos and Amid Beis is bringing up a suffix. He said Pesach Pesuch. We don't know. Why don't we know? Because maybe there's a tzad, that maybe she was Nivellas, maybe she was Boynes, maybe she's Berotzen. So we're talking about that even after he gets finished, he doesn't know that she was Mizana. He doesn't know that she doesn't get a Ksuma. We're talking about a Bari V'Shema. Bari V'Shema, as we're saying, takes away the suffix. It says that if we hear a Bari, we hear a Shema. Why hear the Shema if you can hear the Bari? Why hear smoke and clouds if you can hear something straight? There's a Bari on her side that she wasn't Mizana. In that case, we go back to our status quo that she's a married woman, we could assume that she gets a Ksuba. In that context, she's a Bari and he's a Shema, that takes away the suffix. We reestablish her as a muchzik, that the status quo b'faneinu is that she has a claim to get her ksuba. And even though b'foil she's being moitzi moment in terms of she's the one who's trying to get money from him, but we have a status quo b'faneinu. This is sugis barichus, important halacha l'maisa. Later on in Perek Hamada, we have the sugya of Kanem Tzikanhoi, where Ruvain sold Shimon merchandise. The case over there is Machlev Poro Chamor. He gave him over a poro. They opened up the poro, they shechted it. They found some treifa. It's a shaila when the treifa was. The cow was given over, it wasn't paid for. In the simple sense, the seller, Ruvain, who sold the cow to Shimon, is being Maitzi Mamon. Ruvain is claiming, no, it became a treifa in your shoes. I sold you a healthy cow. It became a treifa later on. Shimon says, go prove. In the simple sense, Shimon L'chayre is the muksik, Ruvain is the Maitzi. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says that Ruvain can be Maitzi Mamon from Shimon. Why? Because since we have in front of us a clear and established cow that was given over, we have a sale. A sale that was consummated, and what we're looking at a business deal that was done. Now we have a suffix. Two people don't know what they're talking about. They don't know. Neither one of them knows when the suffix was created. We have a legitimate suffix. We have a shema, v'shema. Who creates a suffix? So we have a chesaguf. The chesaguf says that it happened maybe later, not earlier. In that case, that's enough to be moitzi that we don't see the suffix. All we see is our status quo that b'faneinu a mekach was niskayim. So mainly, even though b'foil the buyer is being Maitzi Mamon from the seller, the seller is being Maitzi Mamon from the buyer, we look at him as the muchzik, to protect, he's protecting an existing claim. The same thing is true over here. even though Befoil she's being Moitzi Mamon, we look at her as protecting an existing claim. She's a married woman. A married woman gets a ksuba. He's claiming otherwise, but he's a shema. He doesn't know what the real facts are. She claims she does. Masha Enkin, if the two of them are slogging it out, bori, there we have a suffix. Her status quo as a married woman who gets a ksuba, who has a legitimate right to a ksuba, is threatened. Mimela, we look at her as the moitzi and him as the muksik. I'd like to point out one more point where Rav Nochum Zatzal makes the point. It's a crucial nekuda. What we're saying is that Tosus is kasha, that when there's a svek sveka, even though there's a suffix, but since it's a svek sveka, we look at the status quo as intact. We don't see a suffix. It's a svek sveka. And we allow her to be moitzi mamon from him. L'chor, it's clear, Tosus, to answer the kasha, why would we allow his claim to go through and not be, let her be moitzi based on the svek sveka? Tosus answered the svek sveka. Tosus works out, like we said, the svek sveka is not really tutzdot. What's shver is that the Ramban says that every isha that she wasn't mizana etakto has a roiv and a chazoki, chesed kashas with a roiv. If that's true, then what we're seeing from Tosus is that svek sveka would be enough to reestablish her claim to be able to be moitzi mamon. Tosfos would seem to imply that if you don't have the svek sveka, he's nemon against her, even though she has a reiv chazaka. And here we have to know, why is svek sveka better than a reiv chazaka? If svek sveka is only like a reiv or better than reiv, then l'chayre it shouldn't be different than than reiv v'chazaka. Svek sveka might be better than reiv, but certainly not better than reiv and a chazaka. The test is very simple. Roiv v'chazoka, Rav Nochum says, each one is a mavara, is a way of deciding. The Torah put into it has a system of mechanisms which could determine the halacha in case of a suffix. One is roiv, one is chazoka. Put the two of them together, you're packing more punch. But seif kol seif, there's a suffix with a hachro of a roiv and a chazoka. Once there's a suffix, and the status quo that b'fanenu we see a married woman with a right to collect the ksuba is threatened, so that's it. Now we have the din of moment, that b'chol din moment, unless you have proper edus or a shtar, and we can't do any better for her than that. Even though she has a roiv chazaka, so if roiv is not moitzi moment, chazaka is not moitzi moment, even roiv and chazaka is not moitzi moment, sorry lady, I'm moitzi mechavel olav arayim. But when we're talking about a svek sveka works as a roiv because it, what it does is it makes ois sofik. It's not machriya the sofik. It says that there is no suffix. The only suffix that's legitimate is a suffix before name. A svek sveka is too little of a tzad to play with the status quo. The status quo that she's a married woman, we saw last night, she got married, he comes to Bezin this morning, but sorry, your claim is only a svek sveka. We don't see that as enough of a legitimate threat to the status quo that last night's chasna is still intact and you owe her a ksuba. A roiv, by definition, means there's a sofik. I have a roiv, take my side. I have a chazoka that this is the way it happened. But the sofik is a sofik. Svek sveka means that the sofik is not strong enough to actually threaten the status quo of her. So this fits very well with what we're saying. That the Tosfos never meant to say that svek sveka as a general rule is moitzi mamon. Svek sveka as a general rule, the shmeitz has all his rayas, the shach has the rayas. We're not arguing with that, we say for Tosfos. What Tosfos means to say is that the svek sveka doesn't create enough of a sofik to threaten the status quo that's here anyways. She's a muchzik if you don't threaten her status quo in terms of that she's becheskas and eishes ish, and she gets a ksuba. The svek sveka just says there's not a sofik. If there's no sofik, then mimela she's moitzi mamon with a ksuba. Not that she's moitzi mamon based on the svek sveka. She's moitzi mamon based on the status quo. You're threatening the status quo, bringing up a story that may happen, maybe would threaten it. A maybe of a maybe, a svek sveka is not enough to threaten our status quo. Mimela, we don't take away her status as an eishes ish, she can be moitzi ksuba. That's as far as the din, svek sveka, roiv chazoka, as far as the chelik haksuba is concerned. As far as the issev heter chelik is concerned, that we discussed in the previous year, whether bari v'shema would change the model of sofik soita.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.